This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, and less than an hour until vacation. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend Mr. Mark Zuckerman from Masson Sports. Zuck, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Mark?
Things are good, man. I want to start with the question I think a lot of Nats fans are asking. Why didn't James Wood get named to the All-Star starters?
Well, how much time you got?
Plenty.
57 minutes. I think it boils down to two factors, and it's not necessarily unique to James Wood or the current situation. But historically, Nats players have not received the same kind of voting that teams from other larger markets maybe get, and that's perhaps a reflection of the fan base here in some way, or the team maybe not doing a better job of trying to market the players to get more people to vote for them. So I think that's part of the equation. And then the second part of it is obviously the team itself not being as good and having not been good for a while and really not having a big national profile at the moment. Probably has a lot of people around the country. Maybe they've heard of James Wood, but don't quite appreciate or realize just how good he's been. I mean, based on the stats, yeah, he probably should be a starter. But I mean, you look at the guys who are getting voted in, they're coming from big markets and, more importantly, teams that are pretty successful. And I think that's what stands out more than anything. I mean, even in their history, even when the Nats have been very good, they've had a handful of players voted in. But generally, the All-Stars they've had have been selected as backups because they earned it on merit, not necessarily because of popularity.
Is he going to participate in anything there? I know sometimes you get a little peed off and you don't want to go, but home run derby?
Yeah, we're still waiting to hear. I don't know that he has officially been invited yet. I don't know why MLB wouldn't invite him, because he'd be a great candidate for it. He's kind of shrugged it off so far. Any questions that's come up about it and said he wasn't sure. I feel like if they invite him, he's going to say yes, because that is an opportunity to put yourself on the national stage. And for the rest of the world who maybe hasn't seen him yet, to see a 22-year-old who's 6'7" and hits the ball to all fields. You know, usually in a home run derby, you're talking about the guys who pull the ball into the third deck down the line. What you're going to see with James, if he does participate in this, is a whole lot of drives to the left center field, straightaway center field, because that's his natural stroke. And I think that will probably turn some heads from people who, again, maybe have not fully appreciated what he's done so far this year. So I feel like deep down he wouldn't say no to that opportunity, but we have not heard officially yet if that will happen.
He's also such a chill dude that he might not be being chill about the home run thing. He's just actually, okay, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, do you think that's his mindset?
Yeah, I think a little bit. He doesn't get real high or low on anything. It's going to be fascinating someday, God willing, if this team wins and we see what he's like in like a celebration situation. Is he the type to jump up and down and go crazy, or is he just going to kind of have that same, hey, that's cool, whatever kind of demeanor, which that's fine. That's who he is. You know, you can't turn somebody into something that they're not. But I think just knowing him a little bit, I think he does appreciate the significance of the Derby and the guys who've been in it before, and knows what it could mean for him. And, you know, maybe he doesn't absolutely need this for his own personal satisfaction. But I think he does appreciate the idea. You know, like when we told him last week that he had been the first guy to intentionally walk four times in the game since Barry Bonds, like his eyes lit up. That meant something to him. So I think he does appreciate, you know, being included in that kind of elite company that you'd be in if you're in the Home Run Derby.
He'd be a little bit like JP and I, you know, don't react to anything.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you guys have no egos, no opinions on anything, right?
All right. Also, let's be clear, he could still get in, right? Like, there's going to be a deep bench of all-star reserves that he more than likely will still get in, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I think he's almost a lock for that. And I think there's a good chance C.J. Abrams goes as well, and maybe Mackenzie Gore. I mean, it's tough, again, on a losing team to get, you know, multiple players, let alone three. But I think there's a strong case for all three. But I think James, out of all three of them, is as close to a lock as you're going to get.
I think in all sports, though, when you're on a team that's not winning, it's hard for guys to really vote you in. Although you're having a great year, they're like, look at the team he's on. You know, especially
and
as
yet,
a starter.
And yet, you know what? The Sacramento Athletics got a rookie shortstop voted in, Jacob Wilson. He's having a great year, but that one kind of came out of nowhere. And so it is possible, but you're right. In general, the starters are coming from either the teams that are having really good seasons or the teams that are coming from big markets like New York, Chicago, LA, et cetera.
It's kind of silly, and there's obviously lots of hurdles to it, but like DC should be a big market team, and I hope that changes over time. Talking with our friend Mark Zuckerman here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the best HVAC products in the DMV, and Zuck is the absolute best covering the Nationals in the DMV. Been doing it at a 100%. Really high level for a really long time. You can follow Mark at Mark Zuckerman on Twitter, just like I do. And you had an article for Mass in Sports talking about what a win last night's game was for Washington. Specifically, the Gore showed some real grit. I think he went well over 100 pitches. And the team had a big comeback against the best team in the American League. Just kind of relive last night's game for those that didn't watch it and maybe the kind of grit it showed for this Nats team.
Yeah, it was a long day and night of baseball, and they got blown out in the opener of the doubleheader, 11-2. And you go into the nightcap, you're saying, all right, you got your ace on the mound, Mackenzie Gore. And the Tigers made him work, and the Tigers are very good, and what I was impressed from them is just how good and quality the at-bats are they put together. And so four innings in, even though Gore had only allowed one run, his pitch count is up to 90. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, maybe you get him through the fifth, but that's probably going to be it. He ends up having a quick fifth inning on only eight pitches. You say, all right, well, good job. He got through five on 98. Let's go to the bullpen. And no, he went back to the dugout, and he said to Davey Martinez, I've got some more in me. Like, let's go batter to batter. I want to go back out there. And I think understanding the situation, you're in the second game of a doubleheader where you've already had to use up a bunch of relievers in the first game, and you want to give everything you can for your team. And he felt like he had more in him. Now, he only retired one of the three batters he faced in the sixth inning, so it's not like it exactly worked out. But I thought it was notable how much Davey afterwards was really complimenting him for that, and kind of a step-forward moment from someone who wants to be the ace of this team to say, yeah, I'm going to go 111 pitches tonight. It's, I think, tied for the most he's ever thrown. And even if the result wasn't 100% what you wanted, I think the attitude behind it, you know, set a tone for everyone else. So they end up down 4-3 going into the eighth, and you're thinking they're going to get swept in this doubleheader. It's going to be an awful day. And they strung together just some incredible at-bats. Five straight guys reached in the eighth inning. They scored six runs. They end up winning 9-4. Jacob Young makes a tremendous leaping catch over the wall in the top of the ninth. And just the emotional difference between coming back to win that game and splitting the doubleheader versus getting swept, I think that's significant. I mean, you know, we'll see. Who knows what happens tonight and moving forward. But it felt like, at least within the clubhouse, that was a very important win for a team that kind of needed one.
Where is McKenzie from?
He's from North Carolina, small town in North Carolina.
Yeah. See, I just like people with that mindset, like, you know, hey, no, coach, I can go some more, because the typical person his age would coach say, come out, oh, yeah, all right, good, good. They can have everything they want. They won't go back in the game. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is it's a sign of who he wants to be. And, you know, I don't know that earlier this year or certainly last year that he goes into the dugout and has that same answer for his manager. And I, you know, and I was telling that Davey said, like, Davey wasn't just going to decide to send him back out there on his own. He wants to hear it from the pitcher. And he's managed enough of these guys over the years, I'm thinking of Max Scherzer in particular, to know when a guy is truly invested in it, and yes, I've got this, versus, yeah, I think I can get through this. You know, and there was a difference last night. He saw conviction, I think, in Gore's eyes and in his words, and that's what you want from somebody who's supposed to be your ace moving forward. And, you know, whether it worked or not last night, you hope that down the road that kind of thing sticks with you, and maybe there is a really big game at some point in his future where the fact that he's already shown that he can do this you know, makes it a little easier to make that decision, and he comes out and gets the job done.
Talking with our friend Mark Zuckerman here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Mark at Mark Zuckerman, and you can check out the Nats Chat podcast. Zuck, I actually saw Shovers over the weekend at Amanda Zimmer's wedding. It was great to see Tim. It had been a long time, and he was saying how great the podcast is going, so I'm happy for you, man.
Appreciate that. It's been a lot of fun, and, you know, we've had developed a really loyal audience in spite of the fact that the team has not had a winning record yet since we started doing it. But it's been a lot of fun, and just, like, you go on the road. We were just in Anaheim over the weekend, and there's a fan there in a Nats Chat t-shirt that wanted to say hi. So it's been really cool to see that connection we've made with fans.
That's awesome, man. That was, like, when we first launched Redskins Talk way back, you know, not a lot of wins, but people love these teams and will listen if you give them a consistently good product. One of my favorite games of the year, I love that the Nats have, like, a thing, right? I love the 11 a.m. start on the 4th of July in D.C. I recognize that might be different for you. That's probably a pretty early morning, and you got to work a game late tonight. How do the players and the staff react to that 11 a.m. 4th of July game?
I think most look at it this way, and it's honestly the way I look at it too. Everything pregame up to the first pitch is really annoying, and you're like, what are we doing here already? And it's such a mad scramble to try to get ready for a game that starts at 11:05. And then once the game starts, you're like, this is the greatest thing ever, because you're the only team playing, you know, at that hour. It's the 4th of July. There's always a good crowd on hand. It's going to be the Red Sox this year, so that's, you know, going to add some excitement to it. And then the game is over at like 1:30, maybe 2:00 at the latest, and now you got the rest of your afternoon and evening to actually celebrate the 4th of July with your family. So I actually love that game. Tomorrow morning is rough. It always is. But I know the fans have grown to love it. It's become a great tradition over the years. I mean, the idea behind it originally, and it's been, you know, God, at least 15 years, I think, since they started doing it. The idea was just for traffic purposes, to try to clear everyone out before people are coming back into the city for the fireworks. But what they found out was that fans really do like it, and they may draw better as a result because, hey, I can go to a ball game and still have the rest of my 4th of July. And so I think it's sort of organically turned into this great tradition that they've started.
Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome. And do they like do fireworks tonight?
Say what?
Do they do fireworks tonight?
Yeah, and then they always do fireworks on July 3rd, and so you get kind of the best of both worlds if you go to both games.
I like all the games when you're the only show in town. I mean, it may be weird, the time it starts, 11 o'clock, Monday night football, whatever, but if you're the only show in town, that's when you get to show people what you're about.
100%, and yeah. It's the one game a year that the Nationals kind of request of MLB, and they're given the right to do that. You know, most teams can't say, hey, I want to be home every year on a certain day, July 4th, but they have approval for that, just like the Red Sox have Patriots Day on the day of the marathon, and, you know, there's a couple others around the sport. But this is it's really become a cool thing that's developed, and
I like it.
There aren't a lot of things that you can say the Nationals have that's unique to them. This one's definitely one of them.
Yeah, it's really cool. I enjoy it. I imagine, especially with the Red Sox tomorrow, that thing might be sold out, or I mean, you got to be talking 30,000 in there for sure.
Yeah, I hope so. I have not seen the attendance, the numbers yet or anything. Obviously, the Red Sox always draw. I know a lot of people here locally leave town this week, so maybe you won't have as many Nats fans in attendance.
True, yeah.
But I think it should be a good crowd. And you know, yeah, you're going to hear the Let's Go Red Sox chant, and it's going to be annoying, but you know, maybe the Nats can win the game and shut them all up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all for that.
That would be fun.
And, I mean, for all the Red Sox fans that will be there, you're under 500, so shut up yourselves. you can pass that message along for me, Zuck.
I'll make sure I do that. Yeah.
So, Mark, being this time of year, I don't know if you've been seeing it, but, like, there's been a ton of people have been ranking movies for whatever reason. So, for us, we've just been talking about the best sports movies ever. And I know you're a baseball guy, and there's a lot of great baseball games. I'm curious what you would say, or you don't have to rank them, but just some of your favorite sports movies ever.
Yeah, it's hard for me because I got a bunch of them. But for baseball movies, the two that I've always had, Field of Dreams, and I'm first to admit I can't watch the final scene of Field of Dreams without tearing up. It's impossible for me not to do that.
You and JP.
But I get why there are people who don't feel that way about it, and that's fine. You either absolutely adore it or you think it's hokey. That's fine, whatever. Field of Dreams and The Natural are the two baseball movies that I kind of grew up with. But I love other sports movies. I love Hoosiers. I love Miracle. I think it's great. Obviously, like, you know, Rocky, you can't go wrong with something like that. I think those are the main ones that stand out to me. Years ago, I wrote actually an article not about the best sports movies, but about the worst sports movies.
Ooh.
There's so many bad ones that like take the same cliches and just run them into the ground. And so I appreciate any time. You know what? Maybe you, B. Mitch, especially those two. I appreciate any sports movie in which you can tell that the players look like they can actually play. And there's nothing more annoying than Keanu Reeves and The Replacements, like heaving a football 50 yards down the field while throwing off the wrong leg and across his body and everything else that goes with it. You know, those are the kind of things that drive me nuts. I appreciate when you watch a sports movie and it looks authentic. And that's why I love Hoosiers. I love Hoosiers and I love Miracle because they used real athletes, real basketball players, real hockey players to make those movies.
I totally agree, dude. And what's funny is perhaps my favorite sports movie ever is White Men Can't Jump. And when you watch it, you can tell Woody Harrelson actually has some game. Wesley Snipes has no idea how to play basketball. Like he can't dribble, dude. He dribbles up by his ear the whole movie.
Well, you know, carrying is legal in the NBA.
Yes, Wesley invented it. What else made your bad sports movie list?
Oh, God, I'm trying to remember. It's been a long time since I wrote it. But, like, there's a lot of the, you know, the Bad News Bears is an all-time great. But there have been so many since who've tried to copy that formula of, like, the ragtag team with the down on his luck coach who's going to help them out. And, you know, they're never as good as the original. So, you know, that kind of thing for sure. You know, anything where like it's clear that like the premise or like the action in the game, like that could never happen for real. You know, I'm it's a tough one for me. Moneyball is a great movie, but as somebody who has covered baseball at that time and even like covered a few of those games and kind of knows something about it, all I do is pick up on the imperfections of it, unfortunately.
Sure.
I guess it's like a doctor watching ER or something like that. Like, you can't help yourself. So that kind of stuff annoys me. But it is a great movie, so I give that a pass. But I think for the most part, just anything that comes across is inauthentic, I think.
I think that's fair. I'm curious, just forgive me, I don't remember how old your son is. I'm guessing he's like 14-ish. Is that about right?
He'll turn 14 later this summer. Good call.
Damn, that was pretty good. What sports movies do you watch with him that you've enjoyed?
That's been fun as he gets older to start to show him like the classics, like, you know, Field of Dreams and The Natural and all that. I'm trying to think of the other ones. He loved Miracle. He wasn't as into Hoosiers and The Natural. Like, I think those are a little slow for him. You realize some of the older movies
yeah.
are a little slow. I think he likes anything that's like a little more fast paced, certainly, and any, you know, movies involving kids playing sports, that kind of stuff. But I'll have to ask him. I'm trying to think what his favorite sports movie is. It might be Miracle. I think he really enjoyed that one.
Miracle, sadly, I've never seen it sit down start to finish. Left hand up, that's a hole in my resume. But the speech in the locker room is all time, and they play it at Caps games all the time.
It's fantastic, and he did a great job as Herb Brooks in that movie.
So do you get to, because the game's at 11, I mean, games go so fast now. Say the game's over by, you know, 1:30 or so, maybe 2 o'clock. Do you get to enjoy your 4th of July? Like, hopefully you're done by 3:30, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, 100%. That's why I love it. I meet up with the family. We get together with my wife's family at my sister-in-law's house. We do the cookout and enjoy, you know, what's supposed to be a really nice day tomorrow weather-wise. That's why I love it, because it's pretty rare with my job to have a day where you can both work a full day and actually spend time with your family. So that's why
that's
I love
great.
The 11 o'clock start.
Enjoy it, man.
Once a year, absolutely.
Have a very happy 4th of July, man. Nothing more American than a baseball
game. Enjoy yourself, bro.
You got it. You too. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Mark. The great Mark Zuckerman joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Give him a follow at Mark Zuckerman and check out the Nats Chat podcast. Phone lines are back open, 800-636-1067. Fill them up, Strober. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.